I feel like we all have certain behaviors that are benefiting us, aligning us to our higher self. And those are the behaviors that we should continue, that we should remember to bring with us into 2024. And then a lot of us, including myself, have some behaviors that are going against our inherent worthiness. And we just have certain behaviors that we could literally just drop because they are no longer serving us. So this is what's in and what's out. Guys, I'm Kayla Rose, and welcome back to Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we strip down, we dive in, we get fucking vulnerable, and we talk about the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. Because we can talk about this in theory all day, but how do we actually do it? And one of the ways that I feel like is so powerful for truly embodying these shifts that we talk about, truly embodying this spiritual experience, this mental health journey, this evolution, this expanding that we talk about on this podcast, the best way to embody it is to commit to some sort of meditation or movement practice, just something that connects you to yourself, your inner self, daily. It doesn't really matter what or how, because it's going to be different for each of us, but just finding that one thing every single day that connects us to our inner world, that is going to truly make these shifts actually embodied, which is the most special thing, because you can talk about it and you can learn about it and it's so cool and it's so exciting, and I get that, lean into that, but it's such a different feeling when you begin to truly embody it, when you begin to actually see the change within you. And today we're going to be diving into three little what's in and what's out. These are three things that I think are out and three things that I think instead are in, because we are shifting our behaviors so that we can have our behaviors match who we are becoming. Because when we have our behaviors match the future version of ourselves, that's how we manifest everything that we want in life, by acting as if we are already that future version of ourselves and making decisions about our time and energy and attention and focus based on our future goals and what we want for ourselves and the life that we are creating. So some things need to go in the process of leveling up. Things need to be let go. And of course, sometimes that's situations or, you know, relationships. The elephant in the room, relationships. Of course, we have all experienced that. But honestly, most of the time, it's a mindset shift, a mindset belief that we need to let go. That's no longer serving us. So this is what's out and what is in instead. You can check out the timestamps below if there is a certain topic that you just want to skip ahead to. I fully, fully support you in doing that. But I promise each piece of this puzzle is so important for all of us to hear. But if there's a certain topic that is calling you, please check the description below, and then you can just fast forward to the timestamp that you want. The first chapter is going to be about, you know, really following your intuitive wisdom. The second one is going to be about urgency. How do we tell our anxiety from our intuition? And then the third chapter, or the third kind of piece of advice, the first in and out that we are going to go over, is how we are just done trying to change people. and instead, we're just accepting. And going back to what I said real quick, guys, about the meditation, I just had to read this real quick, because first of all, I just saw everyone posting and tagging the Spotify raps. And I actually felt so overwhelmed, almost like it was anxiety at first, because I was like, oh my God, I feel so seen. And then throughout the day, I began to really alchemize that very intense energy. And by the end of the day, it was like, wow, I feel really seen. That was like that shift that I had during the day. I was like, wow. I was just almost like overwhelmed by all the love on the podcast and seeing everybody's Spotify raps and getting tagged and having so much momentum and just seeing the impact the podcast is making. So I just want to say thank you. Like, it just honestly overwhelms me with a deep sense of gratitude. And I want to get into these three things, but before we do that, real quick, before we do that, I just wanted to shout out the Soul in Progress community. First, the Skinny Dipping listeners for tagging me And then we're going to get into it. I promise. But what's really important is I made this 8-minute meditation this week, and it was for the Gemini full moon and kind of channeled under that energy. But with that being said, I didn't make it for the full moon in general. The 8-minute meditation is to clear your frequency and call back your energy. And it just allows you to tune back in. It's paired with AD audio, which is basically bilateral stimulation. This is going to help you drop in, and we're going to expand your joy and really unlock that light within you and leave you feeling really great after this meditation. And I just wanted to shout out to Avani J from the Soul in Progress community, because she literally said, IDK what you're putting in these, but they've been leaving me feeling invincible, all in caps, invincible recently. And I just wanted to shout out Avani. First of all, so proud of you for taking the time to do your meditation. I feel like it does align us to our higher self, and I wanted to create this for you guys. So if you guys want to join the Soul in Progress community, I have a couple more days of Cyber Week. The code and link is going to be below, and it's going to be 30% off literally forever. And you know, there's a bunch of stuff there. You can check that out. But let's get into it. So let's strip down and dive in. I'm Kayla Rose. This is Skinny Dipping. And real quick, don't forget to hit subscribe, because it actually really helps me. I didn't think it did, but I actually just learned last week that it really helps me. Who knew? So go ahead, click subscribe on whatever you're listening on, and let's fucking get into it. The first thing that we're talking about is doing things in the right order are out. Doing things in the order that we think right is in quotation marks. Doing things in the order that we were taught is out. And following your intuitive wisdom is in. Because we actually know better than what we are taught sometimes. What do I mean by this? Okay, for example, I was talking with my best friend the other day. We were FaceTiming. Maybe we were just texting or voice memoing. But basically, she was saying, oh my God, I have this great plan. I'm going to, you know, make this money and then get this certification. And then, you know, I'll start on social media and get my plans out there. And then I'll start this business. And I just gave her a huge reality check. And I was like, the advice that you need to hear, babe, is that you're thinking that you need to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all in a row. You think that you need to do it in the way that society has told you to do it. But in fact, no. You can do C, A, B, B, A, C, F, E, D. Like in business and even in relationships, whenever you're starting anything in life, whenever you're moving forward in something, you don't have to do it in the exact order. You have the ability to shift timelines. And let me explain this to you, because what has happened is that through society, through maybe, you know, what your parents told you or what you saw growing up, you have created a belief in your mind. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Kintz only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Kintz. Go to kintz.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. kintz.com/skinnydipping.
Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I want to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Your mind has this belief of how it thinks things, quote-unquote, should work. That's the operative word. Because your mind, your ego, your belief thinks that that is what it should be. I think it's really imperative that we take a second whenever we hear ourselves saying the word, I should do this. This is what I should do. This is kind of like the right, quote-unquote, path. This is what people say will work. When we are saying these beliefs and when we hear them, it's so imperative that we question them. Because is this truth or is this just a belief that you were taught, especially within, you know, capitalism and the Industrial Revolution and wanting people to be workers? They kind of put us in this box of, okay, you need to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You need to, you know, go to high school, go to college, get your master's, then get a job, pay off your debt, get married. Like all these you shoulds, it's an old paradigm that doesn't fit into the world that we are creating. It doesn't fit into this new earth that we are creating. We don't have to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We can skip around as much as we want, and you don't have to have any step done to go to the next step. If it intuitively feels right, and this is what is in, following your intuitive wisdom, that is what is in. Because when you follow your intuition and you say, I am going to throw away this analysis paralysis and I am going to tell myself, I'm going to move forward on this even if I don't feel qualified, even if I don't feel ready. Because you're never going to feel ready, you're never going to feel qualified. So it's so important that you just start creating and beginning now, especially in business, especially in entrepreneurship. Don't wait until you feel ready, until you feel qualified, until you feel certified. Of course, there is an importance in education, but there's education everywhere. There's education on YouTube. There's education in books. And if you feel like you intuitively can, you can skip the steps. You can skip the steps. You can condense timelines. Things can happen just like that when you least expect it, and there is no right way to do anything. Anytime you think that there's a right way to do something, question it. There's no right way to do anything. Okay, doing things in the right order are out, and following your intuitive wisdom is in. Number two, urgency is out. Yeah, urgency is out. Thank God. We are done with this toxic masculinity, this energy, not just men. I mean, like, the toxic masculine energy, the unhealed masculine energy. When it's in its highest form, it is disciplined, it is structured, it is stable, it is dependable, and we love the divine masculine for that. But when it's out of hand, it's go, go, go. It's urgency. It's, I need to do this now. Where a divine feminine says, I can intuitively take my time. And urgency is out. And instead, peace, taking your time, and nervous system regulation is in, baby. That is what we are bringing into 2024, because urgency is a trauma response. And let me tell you, this is a blanket statement for a nuanced conversation, because the nuance of this is that actually sometimes we need our anxiety and we need our ego and we need our urgency to kick in to protect ourselves, especially in certain situations, certain households, or certain places in the world where safety isn't as much a privilege. And I do want to preface this before going into this topic, because I think it is nuanced and urgency has its place. With that being said, so many of us are finding this sense of urgency through our phones. We're feeling in danger through our phone. We're feeling in danger in social situations, social anxiety. We're feeling this sense of urgency, this need to do it right now in the work setting, or even in our passion and creative projects, feeling this sense of urgency. And that is a trauma response, because urgency doesn't have a place there. It's not needed. It's not there to protect you in that moment. It is just your nervous system actually being dysregulated. So your anxiety and your ego thinks that, you know, if I don't do it now, if I don't make my move now, or, you know, I'm going to have something bad happen, number one, or two, I'm going to miss an opportunity. I'm going to miss out. Three, I'm going to let somebody down. Four, I'm going to be judged. I'm going to be embarrassed. There's all these reasons that compound, that create this urgency, this sense of endangerment within our nervous system. Also, how we grew up also affects this, by the way. So just know, therapy is amazing. We love therapy. This is great advice, but like therapy, or like working with a healer or a practitioner in real life for your specific situation, is very, very powerful. I would really recommend it, but you can also apply this on your own without it. Your anxiety and your ego has that sense of urgency, but your soul doesn't. Your calm nervous system doesn't. It actually realizes that urgency is that trauma response. So for example, old me maybe would find out, okay, like a friend misinterpreted something I said, and then, you know, they're kind of mad at me, and, you know, I'm people pleasing, I'm freaking out. So what am I going to do? I'm going to voice memo them right away and clear it up and try to fix the problem. That's how you know that you're in urgency. You're trying to fix. And sometimes you're trying to fix what isn't even broken, if that makes sense. Versus me now, you know, I find out maybe I upset somebody unintentionally. Maybe I said something and somebody took it in a different way. What do I do now? Instead of reacting and sending that voice memo in urgency to fix things, to people please, to make sure that I wasn't embarrassed or judged or in danger, in some sort of social danger, now I sleep on it. I have a full night of sleep, and maybe I even have two or three nights of sleep, and I wait and I pause and I wait for the emotional response, that emotional fear to die down, and then I act, because then I know that I'm acting from my soul. And taking a pause has been the greatest thing that I've learned, and that's why peace, taking your time, taking a pause, and calming your nervous system, regulating your nervous system, that is what is in, and urgency is out.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have an episode on nervous system regulation, but really quick, a couple ways. Tapping, humming, vocal toning, activates the vagus nerve, practices regulating your nervous system. Eating protein before coffee, eating a lot of protein in general, that's going to help with your nervous system. Protein is so important for our body and our cortisol levels. Our cortisol is our stress hormone, and when that gets out of hand, it sets all of our hormones kind of out of balance. Literally do less. That's the best thing that I can say for your nervous system. Of course, ice baths, saunas, it's all so amazing. I love those things, but nothing compares to actually doing less, taking a break, sleeping more, resting more. It will regulate your nervous system. Okay. Number three, trying to change people is out. Trying to change people, babe, is out. And acceptance of who they are is in. Why? Because what is happening is you are giving feedback to people on deaf ears. I think that's a saying. I think that's how it goes. But what I've realized personally is I was trying to change people. I was trying to give them feedback, especially like my partner or honestly some of my friends, like giving them feedback. And sometimes, you know, you would see the people that would, you know, put in the work and want to, you know, meet your needs and show you love in the way that you want to show love. And that's amazing. And I think it's important to communicate. That's where the nuance is in here. It's very important to communicate. But are you over communicating? Are you communicating something, and then are you communicating it again and again and again and not seeing a change in behavior? That's when you need to begin to accept where people are at. By trying to change people all the time, what I've personally realized is it is me taking the spotlight off of me. It's me trying to truly avoid my own problems by trying to change other people rather than trying to just evolve in my own way and raise my own vibration and just know that the people that are for me and not for me will naturally be sorted out in my life, really naturally, really intuitively, as I begin to raise my vibration, as I begin to become the better version of myself, the more aligned, the more joyful, the more peaceful version of myself. As I do this, you know, the people that are for me will, you know, clear and clear out. That's the vibe, you know, it just happens naturally. And when we accept where people are at, then we get to decide, okay, I have free will, I have boundaries, I have a conscious choice, and I get to choose, do I want to give my time and energy and focus on this person? Because your energy is your currency. Your focus is your currency. It literally is your currency. So how are you spending it? How are you using it? Accept where people are at, but that doesn't mean that you have to have them in your life anymore. Accept where people are at and know that you don't need to over-explain to them why you are distancing yourself. Like, obviously, if you feel like you need to have a conversation, it's different to each circumstance. This isn't a blanket statement, but stop trying to change people. Trying to change people is out, especially when you have set your standards and set your boundaries already. Acceptance is in. And then having discernment, kind of sorting out who's for you and who's not for you as you begin to raise your vibration, that is also in. Because when you are in acceptance, you know that you are the fucking prize, that you are the gem, that you are literally the queen on the throne, babe. You are so worthy. You are so beautiful. You are so amazing. And you don't need to try to change people for them to see that. You need to know it for yourself. You need to accept that they may not ever see it. Let them think what they want to think about you. Let them say what they want to say about you. It has nothing to do with you. In fact, I've been learning that it's none of my business what other people think of me. And that frees me, because then I can accept that, you know, they're probably going to put their projections on me and their past on me. They're going to carry it into their perception of me and of my actions. And just accepting where people are, like, stop getting disappointed when people don't meet your standards. You know, obviously, if there's somebody who is really important in your life, it's worth having a conversation with, working on it with them, and, you know, trying to better your relationship in that way on both ends. That is a nuance of this. Some people are worth it and some people are not. So can you have discernment for who is and who isn't worth your energy? Stop trying to change people. That is out. Acceptance is in. Doing things in the right order is out. Following your intuitive wisdom is in. Urgency is out. And peace and taking a pause and taking a rest and your nervous system regulation, that is in, baby. And that is on today's segment. I love this little episode of what's out and what's in. Share this with somebody that you love. Message me your downloads. My Instagram and TikTok is going to be linked below. Join the Soul in Progress community. I love you. You are inherently worthy. And remember, if you know it, say it with me. You don't have to. Well, actually, let's say say it with me. This will be fun. I don't have to do, be, or achieve to be worthy because I already am. I love you guys. You are inherently fucking worthy. And thank you for listening today. Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.